Here, and that was Drive by the one and only Rick Ashman. That's right, representing out there, doing his thing.
That's a nice tune.
Nice little tune, nice little melody going on. You know, everyone's doing that thing. We got so many different types of artists with hip-hop and R&B, a little bit of rock. We had bands on the show.
Fed Hill,
you know, like big groups. So we have...
Squiggles was on here.
Rock band. We have such a diverse crowd out there that's listening to us. We got all these people representing their own, you know, thing, their own genre of music. And that's what it's all about, you know, like coming together, having different opinions about different stuff and blending them.
Because it all goes together, taking the hip-hop,
taking the rock and the R&B, putting it together, making a new sound, you know, that roller sound,
that
Mondo sound.
Exactly, because I love difference, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's no hate or shame in that, you know what I mean? I love it.
Well, it's a big difference going on today because Roller and Mondo's taking over the show, so Derek is
the best of the Derek Shapiro
show. That's right, the best of Derek Shapiro show. That's what we're on right now.
Right.
And it's almost done. He still ain't here.
I know, he's probably like laying up somewhere.
He still ain't here. I mean,
you think that? Did you hear my question? Do you think that?
I don't know.
What are you thinking right now?
Am I thinking right now?
What are you thinking right now?
I don't know, man. You're making me nervous.
What are you thinking right now? Answer the question.
Well, like, where were you last night on the 11th?
Yeah, where were you?
I was
at the times between 10 o'clock and 10:30.
I was probably home in the studio working on my tracks because that's what I do best.
Right, okay.
So what's up here? And this script that I can't understand, you know, because Derek's like a mastermind. You know, he has stuff in like Arabic and Chinese and he can read it.
I know, that's his handwriting. And you know what? The worst thing about it is some people tell him that he should be a doctor because of his handwriting. Nah, I don't think so. But we got...
That's about 13 years of schooling right there.
And I know, right? And that's funny because he did an interview with Malevolent Sneaker Tooth.
All right.
And Malevolent Sneaker
Tooth. I'm just busting you up. I know it's hard to say.
And Mike... Patraka is what Derek is always saying. Patraka!
Hey, that's the style. Leave Derek alone, man. Leave my boy alone. Let him do his thing.
But he did an interview with Malevolent Sneaker Tooth.
All right.
And it was real cool. It was...
Now, who's that? Who's Sneaker Tooth? What are they, a band or something?
No, it's just a one-band man, if that makes sense.
A one-man band. So he kind of does...
Yeah, he plays guitar... I think he plays the drums sometime. I'm not even sure. If I had a correct script, then I would be, you know, I would know.
We don't
more.
Got no scripts here because we ain't supposed to be doing this right now.
I know, right?
You know, we ain't supposed to be hosting this show.
I know, but this interview here was particularly fun because Derek and Malevolent, they worked together, Archer.
All right.
So it was real fun. And Mike Petraka, you know, they all enjoyed themselves. So let's take a listen.
Here we go.
Check 1, 2, 3, Derek.
Oh, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with Malevolent Sneaker Decay Bad Tooth, right?
Oh, you're a terrible human being, Derek.
With Mark, of course. Mark Goldie is his real name, right?
Yep.
Yes. Mark Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
You're a funny guy, Derek.
That's what they keep saying. I don't believe them, but I... Now, we have his bodyguard, because you need a bodyguard, but look at the way you look, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a skinny son of a bitch, yes.
We have Mike. No, you go ahead.
Well, somebody's got to keep the ladies off them. You know how it is. Sometimes those chicks are no joke, especially when you go into like that 13 to 14-year-old demographic. They're unstoppable. They'll do anything to get at this guy.
I can tell.
They're jumping out of trees. They're sending them presents that tick. It's just crazy. You don't know how it is, Derek.
I can tell. I mean, I see all the guys, girls lining up. Are you sure it's not guys, though, in the lineup for you?
I don't know. All I know is it's screaming, yelling music. So the demographic isn't about the 14-year-old category.
Of course, your bodyguard is Mike Petraka. And, you know, this is the second Petraka we have on the show, of course. And he's a cousin to Tony Petraka, right?
No relation, Derek.
No relation? Derek. Are you serious?
A positive.
You look like you could be his brother or his bodyguard.
Maybe his bodyguard, but we don't look alike, Derek. I think you resemble him a little bit more because he's got the receding hairline, and you used to have a Hulk of mullet.
He had the receding hairline.
I got to tell you, Derek, I missed the Hulk of mullet.
Yeah, you used to have a Hulk of mullet.
You used to have a Hulk of mullet.
Yeah,
now you sold out, dude. You got the short hair.
I did. I sold out. I sold out.
I don't know what's up with that, Derek.
I sold out. Now in the picture of my flyers, with me and Mayor Cicilline, you see I'm on the picture of the front page of my
Mayor
website.
Cicilline, what the hell are you doing with him?
Well, that's because he wants to be with you. No,
listen, we won't get into that. It's a separate.
No, I'm kidding. Now, see, it looks like I'm going bald. Okay, it looks like I'm going bald. Okay.
I cut my hair too, so don't feel bad.
to know something, okay?
All right.
Why do you think you need a bodyguard?
Because you just answered your own question. I'm a skinny son of a bitch.
Yes, that's true. Why not? Okay, I have a question. Why don't you name yourself, okay? Why not Malevolent Shoe or Slipper or Flip-Flop or Sandal or Decayed Tooth? Why just Malevolent Sneaker Tooth?
Actually, can I tell you the story?
Sure. Tell me the story. I want to hear this. Should I go to sleep for a little bit?
No. It's very short. It's the, basically it's about, They Might Be Giants song called Shoehorn with Teeth. So that's where it came
from. What is it about?
I don't know.
Shoehorn with Teeth. Yeah. I like that. So you're going to change your name to Shoehorn with Teeth?
No, because there's a copyright infringement.
Really? Frenchman?
Yeah.
So you're going to have French fries?
Yeah, I'll give you some French fries at the Hampton Inn.
Oh, you know, I go in the Hampton Inn for free sometimes, okay? Well, I'm down doing some business.
Yeah, why don't you incriminate your... This is the part where he incriminates himself.
Okay, I hear the police. Woo! Coming down. So I always ask you to come to the Hampton Inn. How come you always are there before me? You guys.
Well, the thing is, Derek, I've never been to the Hampton Inn, so I'm going to play. Yes. So this is what you do every time I work with you. You do this.
Yeah, we work together.
Mock, I got a question for you. You need to go to the Hampton Inn with me later on. I'm going to go to the Hampton Inn. We're going to go to the Hampton Inn. I know.
Yes. And I actually do the impression of he does a great impression of Biff McFly. Okay. No. Marty, right?
George McFly.
Do that impression.
I can't really do it.
Come on, do Biff. I'll do Kermit the Frog.
Your Kermit the Frog sucks.
No, Rollo really loves Kermit the Frog.
His Kermit the Frog is
come
like...
Come on, this is Kermit the Frog, and we want Malevolent Sneaker Tooth to say, Biff, get your damn hands off of her.
This is your impression of Kermit the Frog. It's like, hi, I'm Joe Pesci. How you doing? It's crap. Just stop.
Do the Biff.
Derek, if you made your living on impressions, it's no wonder why you have to eat at the Hampton Inn for free.
Come on, do the Biff.
I can't do the Biff because I don't know what Biff is. Biff is a separate.
Get your damn hand. Come on, you're good at that.
No Biff, get your. I can't.
That's awesome.
That sucked.
That's awesome. Hey. Baby ducky, you're the one.
Please stop with the Kermit the Frog.
Okay.
It sucks.
I'll do a Michael Bolton impression, okay? Though I do that work.
No, please don't do that either.
This is Michael Bolton. I have a bad voice.
This is an interview, by the way, right?
I think so.
A couple of seconds ago, I could have done a DM work impression. I could have told you that impression was going to suck.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is like forecast what's coming up next, you know, in DM work.
Well, it's very hard to do with the weather, Derek. It's very...
I'll do a Whitney Houston impression when she was married to Barry Brown. Ow!
That hurts, Whitney.
All right. Here, okay. What song are we going to hear from you now?
Word Police.
What is it?
Word Police.
Word Police?
Yes, Derek.
Not the same police are going to arrest me for going to him today, right?
No, this is different.
Okay, good. Here is Word Police. Here, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Words. Palumbo's Atwood Antiques. Go visit them at 786 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. That's again Palumbo's Atwood Antiques at 786 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Specialize in high quality items like clocks and furniture and military items and antique guns. Hours are 10 to 5 daily. Go visit my friend, Fred Palumbo, at Palumbo's Atwood Antiques. They buy and sell all types of antiques. Peerless Dry Cleaners, Montalvo Enterprises Incorporated. Yes, they're located at 25 Pontiac Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Again, 25 Pontiac Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Peerless Dry Cleaners, Montalvo Enterprises. Hours of operation on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So go visit Peerless Cleaners. Tell them that the Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you, and you get 10% off.
All right, that was Malevolent Sneaker Tooth. And what was the name of the song again?
That song needs no introduction. I can't believe you just said that. That song's popping right now. You don't even got to know the name of that song. Everyone knows that jam in Providence.
I'm sorry. What is his name? Mark. Yeah, Mark.
Well, that's all right. You know, Mark's out there, and he forgives you. Just like Jesus forgives you.
Yeah.
The Lord forgives you.
Woo! You know? Man, right now. Yeah, Mondo. But
we're here at the Best of Derek Shapiro Show. You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, we are.
I'm kind of getting used to this.
Yeah, you know? Me too.
I mean, I think I could do this. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Tess and Baby J in the right. morning show. You know? Good morning. Are you waking up with the Breakfast Club?
You hey, you think morning 106 show. Would pick us up? 106?
No doubt.
Hey,
no doubt.
Even 94.5.
94.5.
Hey, even 97.7. We'll hey, you us. Know what? We might even take Kim and, what's his face? A 92.5 FM.
Oh, Giovanni in the morning?
Yeah.
Giovanni, and I'm Kim Zandy. I freaking hate
yeah.
those people, man.
I know.
That's what radio needs. Radio needs some new, fresh faces.
Kick them
like
out
Rolla
of there.
And Mondo. Ooh. Speaking of Rolla and Mondo, just want to let you know out there that we have a song that's getting premiered today later on in the show. It's called Without You.
Without you, know? You, that's right.
It's one of those joints where, you know, you have that strong love connection in it. And no matter what,
yeah.
through all the good and the bad times, all the ups and the downs.
Definitely.
Still going to make it through
it
together.
It hits you like if you were to be listening to an opera yeah. song.
Yeah. So, you know, like, stay tuned and check out for that because that's coming up here
yeah.
on the Derek
Rolla.
Shapiro Show. The best of the Derek Shapiro Show.
Show!
What's going on? What's the next topic out there?
We got, I don't know. Let's see. I think, yeah, we got Frank Coletta coming up.
Frank Coletta.
He interviewed Frank Coletta. I'm
he's
always
a classic,
saying
too. He's,
Coletta.
He's another Coletta.
It reminds
hey,
me of
excuse
Coletta.
Me. Can I get an egg McMuffin and a Frank Coletta?
French vanilla Coletta. But yeah, he interviewed Frank Coletta. He was another great, great interviewer. Well, no, Derek was an interviewer, right?
Was he? Wait, I don't know, because, you know, Derek's well, always, he's always doing different roles.
I know, I don't got a script, but he was the interviewee,
all right.
And it was beautiful, it was nice, you know, he was here
magic.
In the studio, yeah, he was nice in person, and yeah, it was magic, let's call it magic,
hear
take
that.
A listen.
The DJ action right there.
Oh, with the zipper,
with the zip.
Yeah,
bring it back.
For the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And now our next guest, we have Frank Coletta from WJAR NBC 10. Welcome, Frank.
Thank you for inviting me, Derek.
Yes, well, thank you for being here. Boy, you've been at WJAR Channel 10 since I was actually 1 year old, back in 1978.
And more people are telling me that nowadays. I've been here a long time. 28 years this year.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, do you feel like a star?
No.
No. I asked everybody that. But, yeah, back at Channel 10 was on Doran Street, huh?
Well, originally, when I joined Channel 10, the TV station was on the fifth floor of the old outlet department store.
Really?
Which was, what was the address? 176 Way Bossett Street.
Where Minolta Hall is for Johnson & Wales?
No, right now it's the Green, you know, that campus Green.
Oh, okay.
Downtown yep. Providence, Johnson & Wales campus with the arch and all. That's where
yes.
the department store used to be.
Yep.
And right now it's, you know, Johnson & Wales took that property over. And about a year after I joined Channel 10, we moved next door to what we then called Broadcast House.
Yes.
That was the one on Dorrance Street.
That's the library now.
That's now the Johnson & Wales Library.
Wow.
And then in 1993, we moved to our current location in Cranston, which is in the Howard Industrial Park.
Yes.
So I've been at Channel 10 for three buildings.
Wow. Does that ever make you feel like,
wow, you know, like a flashback, you know, like a...
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, you know, I grew up in Rhode Island. I was born and raised in West Warwick.
Yep.
And I always knew that the outlet department store had the Channel 10 on the fifth floor. So really? That gave me a real sense of history when I started working there, being part of real history of Rhode Island.
So and, you are history.
Well,
you know?
I guess so.
So it should be in the dictionary, like Rhode Island... And you picture an extra Rhode Island, right? Yeah. And that's before you had the gray hair, too, back in the day.
Oh, right? Gee, yeah, no. Channel 10 gave me the gray hair.
Well, you also work with some great people, such as Art Lake, of course.
Of course.
The late Doug White, of course. Mm-hmm. Still working with John Chiorsi.
Yep.
And Patrice Wood. Tell me the secret in the sauce, of course. Well, actually, you know, I mean, you know, the NBC News team, of course. You know, tell me
well, you know, there's a thing with television news where many people are nomads.
Yeah.
People change jobs every couple of years.
Yep.
And we did that for a while,
sure.
too. But there's one small core of employees at Channel 10. We joined here, you know, 25, 28 years ago.
Right.
And decided to stay for various reasons, most of which have to do with the station and with the state.
Right.
It's a wonderful station to work for, and it's a wonderful state. And ambition is fine. You know, if some people want to go to the big markets, and more power to them.
Yep.
But there are some of us who decided that, you know, this is kind of a place where we can set down roots. And
sure.
In my case, I had roots in Rhode Island anyway.
Yeah. Well, you cover day after day about, you know, shootings, about rape, about the mob, about the war in Iraq. What keeps you sane covering all the stories day after day, year after year, and decade after decade?
Well, you have to kind of set yourself apart. When you're covering these very serious news stories,
right.
You have to be serious about it, make sure all the facts are out, and try to do it without any emotion to
sure.
any great degree. And it's really not till after the broadcast is over that you have time to think about the human impact of these terrible
sure.
stories. But the idea when you're on the air is to get the facts out, and that's what we try to do.
Sure. And please tell me, like, what was the hardest or most difficult story that you had to report on?
Well, up until a few years ago, I would have had to think about it, but not anymore. Obviously, the station nightclub fire
sure.
was certainly the most horrifying story that I had to cover. And you know that it happened at 11 o'clock on a Thursday night.
Yes.
February 20th of 03. And we were on the air for the 11 o'clock news and essentially stayed on all night.
Really?
And I got there at my usual time, or maybe a little earlier, 1, 2 in the morning.
Wow.
And we did a continuous broadcast from 11 o'clock that awful night
wow.
right through the next day.
Wow.
The nighttime anchors, Patrice and Gene,
yep.
Stayed on the air until 5 a.m.
Wow.
And then I took over at 5 a.m. and stayed on the air nonstop until 4 o'clock that afternoon.
Wow.
And it was just mind-numbing and so horrifying because
yes.
we were getting information a little at a time.
Yeah.
We would broadcast entire news conferences from the scene. The governor
sure.
was on the scene, the National Guard people, the police and fire department people
right.
from West Warwick, and eventually state investigators. And we just, people wanted to know.
Right.
People wanted to know everything. So we stayed on the air. We put the entire news conference on the air.
Right.
And the most terrible part of it, Derek, was the death toll kept rising.
Yes.
I would have to come on and say, and now 60 people mm-hmm. have been identified as having perished, 65,
yep.
70. And it was quite wearing. And I say this to you without trying to sound too dramatic because
sure.
I was a little apart from it.
Yep.
Obviously, the effect must have been just horrible, 100 times worse or
sure.
more for the people who had relatives there.
Exactly, exactly. And especially you being a resident of West Warwick, too.
Yeah, I was born and raised in West Warwick, and at one time I lived right in that neighborhood, right
really?
Behind the station. And
sure.
In fact, we would go over and eat there when it was a restaurant before
yep.
it became the station.
Sure.
So we were very familiar with the area and with the building. And I can remember that the restaurant seemed crowded
yep.
when there were 45 people there
wow.
eating. I can't imagine, you know, 300 or 400 people in that building.
Sure. Well, if you could do a positive note now.
It's like my walls came crashing down when I heard those words in your mouth that it's over now. We built so much, been through so much. Now look what the, I knew you were a, but I loved you ever since the day that I saw you down on Fifth Ave. I had to have you, knew it wouldn't last. I had to make a pass. A girl like you was too good to pass up. Now I'm
Happy 2007 to you, Southern New England. This is your friend Mike Butts. I had a great time spending 7 years with you on Pro FM, and I want you to keep listening to my friend Lose Yourself for the Derek Shapiro Show right here, right now, and on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
All right, once again, we are back on the Best of the Derek Shapiro Show. That song you just heard, I'm very proud of that. That was Without You, featuring my girl Rola right here.
Mwah, Rola.
You know, so, you know, just want to let you know out there, if you guys like that song, you can go to myspace.com, okay, /Mondo Machado. That's my name out there. And you can download it.
Yes, you can.
Like, leave me a comment, you know, leave me a little friend request, you know, be my buddy. MySpace is blowing up.
And you can also check it out on my site, rolazone.com.
Hey, guys.
What the?
Hey.
Oh. Hey,
you
man.
You my show.
I got a bone. I got
wait
a bone
minute. Wait a minute. Hey, first of all, you interrupted me while I was doing something right now. I was getting ready to tell the people that they could check my song out on my
site.
You're
going to find this very funny. Now, Rola, you know how you're my first co-host?
Wait a minute. I'm not even done yet. I was still doing something.
And you're my second co-host. And you're my second co-host. You know how you two.
Mondo, will you tell him I'm still trying
you know
to
how
advertise
you
a song
for
on
your
my
music?
Site?
You know how you two ditched me for the music?
I wasn't even done yet.
I ditched you guys.
Oh, you think this is funny, huh?
Yes!
I think this is real funny.
Yes!
You come up in here.
That's
not so funny.
Yes!
You leave us without a script.
I was watching.
Tell him, Mondo, tell him.
Man, I've been over here trying to look around for anything I can find to try to read off this.
I was watching television upstairs in Jay Rhythm's living room. It was awesome. I was watching.
It was awesome.
Yes.
You just interrupted me, and I was trying to tell the people, the folks that listen to your show.
I just can't believe it. I mean, I just can't believe it. I had you going. I mean, I was upstairs listening to the whole thing, you know? It was very funny.
You know what? I'm going to let the viewers out there decide who's the real best co-host.
Right.
Because for the past hour, we've been doing our show.
Exactly.
And,
really?
Yeah, that's right.
Here on Lose Yourself. For the Derek Shapiro Show. Yes.
That's right. Derek is back in the building. What's up?
We got a plane to catch.
Hey, guys, where you going? Guys.
Hey, you know what? I'm out. See
guys.
You know, hey,
guys. Guys.
Oh, Miami did our show again.
Right.
Peace, Derek.
Guys. Bye. Where you going? Oh,
we got
gee.
A plane to catch.
Jay Rhythm, what should I do? Jay Rhythm.
You jerk.
Jay Rhythm, what should I do? What should I do?
Well, just got to finish off the show, Derek.
Oh, gee. Well, you've been holding it down with them, huh?
Yes, sir.
It was a good joke I played on them, huh?
I guess so.
All right.
But well, Rola seems very upset. You know, she's going to get every penny she deserves.
Oh, gee. Yeah, Mondo
so is
too.
Mondo.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But we got to clap it up for them. They did a good job
hosting
the show.
Yes, they did. That was a good joke, though. But I have an interview now, and here is my mentor, Mike Butts. And now on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, my mentor, Mike Butts. Mike, how are you doing today?
Derek, how are you, my man? Did you take your wife to Cuddle and Bubble yesterday for Valentine's Day?
Yes, I did.
My man. All right, a little chocolate, a little roses, the whole thing?
The whole nine yards, Mike.
That is the recipe, I'm going to tell you right now. And good morning and good afternoon to all my friends in Southern New England. Here's how to stay out of the doghouse with your significant other. Cuddle and bubble, chocolate, and roses. You get your pass every time.
Hey, Mike, tell me, how you got started on the radio? Because, you know, I've started on the radio with interning with you, Mike, here in Southern New England. And how did you get started on radio?
You know something, Derek, when I was interested in getting into radio, they didn't have internships, so I had to find a way to get myself in the door, which is what, of course, I would tell everybody to do, whether you want to be in the radio business or whether you want to be a banker. Find a way to get yourself in the door. And so, for me, I had to be the mail boy. I was the lowest form of life. I was the low guy in the totem pole. It's basically, I collected the mail and brought it to the different departments, and I was always hanging around the disc jockeys. Remember, you got to come in the studio, right?
Yes. I like that part, you know.
As you came in the studio, you were on the air. We gave you a nice little place to be on the air from time to time. We sent you out on street stunts, right?
Yep. And
I was kicked out of the studio. They didn't want me anywhere near them, so I had to get myself in the door and work myself from there.
Sure. And what do you think the hardest part about being in radio today is?
I think the toughest part about being in radio today is, it's got to be the consolidation and the deregulation. It used to be a long time ago that the FCC would only allow a company to own own like 7 FM stations and 7 AM stations. So you could have 14 total. That's it. No more.
Wow.
And with deregulation, which came along in 1996, basically, you know, a lot of the big radio companies lobbied to the FCC and they could get as many as they wanted. So what happened with that is that they moved the technology that, you know, the computers and voice tracking and things like that. So the toughest part is a lot of people lost their jobs. I've had it happen to me before.
Sure.
Because basically they pay a couple of guys a few dollars and they beam them into other cities. And so you lose that local element so many times. And one of the downsides to that is, imagine, if you will, that you own a radio station.
Yep.
Or let's just back up. Let's put it from our listeners' point of view right here.
Sure.
The Eric Shapiro experience. Say that you're listening to your favorite radio station.
Yep.
And on a sunny day when the weather's beautiful, there's no problem. But all of a sudden, let's just say a nor'easter comes in, and this is supposed to be a big mama with winds of 100 miles an hour. There's a hurricane warning out.
Okay.
And you could go to the bigger stations, like WPRO AM, would be live 24 hours a day and 7 days a week in a big news department. But let's just say the station that happened to be your favorite station was a station that may have sounded good to you, but it was actually done by a voice tracker from another city.
Right.
And nobody there. It's on autopilot. And that's your station. And all of a sudden, you're not getting that information that you need to get the hell out of Dodge because there's a big storm coming.
Mm-hmm.
This part about it is that there's fewer owners and there's fewer jobs and it's tougher to get in and there's very, very little job security. But being on the air is still my greatest joy.
Sure. And you interviewed a lot of people in your past, you know, just like I do here. You interviewed, you know, Jennifer Love Hewitt. But tell me some of the great celebrities that you've interviewed in your career.
Tom Cruise, before he jumped on Oprah's couch, and Tom Cruise was a wonderful guy. I don't know what people say about him. I mean, he did act a little strange, and that Scientology thing is following him around, but he's a really good guy. Tom Hanks, probably one of my favorites, because he's a huge star. He was really, really down to earth. I loved him. Dustin Hoffman and Dennis Franz, when they were in Pawtucket filming the movie American Buffalo, they were very, very gracious. Gosh, I mean, you know, Neil Diamond, the late John Denver, Donny Osmond, Cher. Cher was really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I found, too, Derek, that the bigger the stars, usually the nicer they are. It's the ones that aren't as big but think they're big that tend to be a little snotty. But all those people I just named are really, really outstanding.
Yes. And one final thing, Mike. To all of your fans here in Rhode Island, what's one thing that you would like to tell them?
Well, first of all, I must tell you, the 7 years I spent at Pro FM were some of the best years of my life, and I still get emails and letters from time to time. I still get a birthday card from a gentleman by the name of Gary Elroy, lives in Warwick. He never forgets my birthday, and he's very kind, and I really wish I was back there working for you guys now, but things change.
Sure.
And I still have some of my Best of Bus bits up on my website, if you'd like. Can I give you the address?
What is it?
www.mikebuttsonline.com.
All right, I'm going to put a link from DerekShapiroShow.com to MikeButtsOnline.com, you said?
Online.com, yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Again, my mentor, Mike Butts.
Happy 2007 to you, Southern New England. This is your friend, Mike Butts. I had a great time spending 7 years with you on Pro FM, and I want you to keep listening to my friend, Lose Yourself for the Derek Shapiro Show, right here, right now, and on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
And next time on the Lose Yourself for the Derek Shapiro Show is going to be country singer Jeff Tuttle from Tennessee, Hendersonville, Tennessee, and Caroline from Jamaica, New York, and Bob Tarini. Now, if I get a famous country singer here, Jeff Tuttle, I'm going to hold off in two episodes. He knows about that. But I want to thank my co-host today, Rola and
yes,
Mondo,
yes,
and
yes.
I want to thank my wonderful producer of great 9 episodes, but you left it for 2 episodes, but altogether you helped out all additional for all the 9 episodes, and this episode 10, Mr. J. Rhythm. Thank you.
It's been a crazy ride.
Yes.
We're here to stay.
Are you up for another 10?
I gotta talk to my agent. You know
your
what
agent.
I'm saying?
Well, what's your manager's name now? I heard you have a new manager.
Richard Simpson.
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing some big things.
All
right.
Well, tonight at the Living Room, of course, February 15th,
February 23rd, roll the show at City Cafe. Some other ones coming up. Check out www.DerekShapiroShow.com, www.RollTheZone.com. Thank you very much. My email is DerekShapiroShow@Yahoo.com. That's it for today. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
It's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.